Did you see anything weird in that last scene? Did you see this? It's a completely round rock in an area that has a bunch of angular rocks. That's weird. That's what I'm doing today. I'm walking along this creek and I'm picking up anything that looks different. See, if you look at these other rocks, they're all like jagged, fractured, angular, fractured, you know? But then there's this one round one right here. That's really weird. What's up with that? Right. So maybe this came from another place. Maybe somebody brought this here. They needed it for something. There's no telling. It's a beautiful day. It's 23 out right now, and there's like a dusty layer of snow covering everything. It's nice out. So we're out here picking up geofacts, like things that look like artifacts, but they're probably not. But then again, we may be onto something. So we're gonna pick up geofacts, things that just look out of place. We'll take them home, look at them underneath some magnification, and then we'll decide whether or not it's a geofact or an artifact. This one right here is a great example. It looks like something cool. It looks out of place, but it's probably just erosion. Look. I'm looking for anything that looks out of place and different in any way. So for instance, how about that right there? It's a different color than everything else. It's like this bright white, this iron stain on it. So that's different. Let's look at it. So how about this right here? Does that look like it could be an arrowhead? It's really jagged on the side. It's chipped up. It's pointed. I don't know. It looks like it's been worked. To me, it does, but we'll have to take it home and look at it under magnification. Here's another one right here. That looks like a pointy thing. Could that be an arrowhead? Okay, like for instance this right here. If you look at this, that looks like a Stone Age tool, doesn't it? Like it could be used to hammer something. But yeah, there's a problem. So if you show someone like this right here, a lot of times there's armchair experts that will tell you, no, that's just the natural cleavage planes based on inherent weaknesses stemming from the tetrahedral crystalline structure of the rock's compositional minerals. Okay. But then you show them something like this. It's got this beautiful curve on it. Look at that. It's like it's beautifully curved and it's tapered in three directions. I'll show you a picture. Then the story changes. Then it has to be like, well, no. That is natural erosion that is inherent to angular velocity stemming from Bernoulli's principle inherent to natural tributaries during the protozoan period. So some stuff just doesn't add up. It looks too good to be true. Why would a rock be curved and tapered to a point? It looks like a Stone Age tool to me, but maybe it's just a geofact. We'll take it home and look at it under magnification, so let's find more stuff.
Okay, now we said earlier we'd do a little happy stream in here, so we're gonna have to start making some decisions. Where is our little stream? Where's your little stream? Where is it gonna be? Where is it gonna be?
Where I live in this county, there's some ancient burial mounds or garbage dumps. Seems like it was both. And it's ancient mounds built by some civilization. Back in the 1800s, when settlers first came here, the settlers asked the Indians that lived here at the time, who built those mounds? You know, tell us about that. And the Indians at the time, they did not know. Can you see it? There's something down there that looks out of place. It's like a bright white flake in the water. I need to go back and get my gloves. I can't stick my hands in there. That'll just ruin the whole day. So, and I was able to walk right back to it because it looks so out of place right there. Okay, how about that? Now this right here, this has a groove in it, and on the other side, guess what? Another groove. This one is so weird. It's like curved. It's curved into like a pickaxe shape, you know? And then this part right here is tapered in three directions. If nature made this, then that's pretty bizarre. I mean, just for the shape, even if it is a geofact, then it's such a bizarre shape, then it's just worth keeping because it's just so interesting. Have you ever seen a tree that's been pecked at by woodpeckers and they stick little seeds in it? That's what that looks like to me. It looks like a fossilized piece of that. I don't know. I think it's a fossil, so that's crazy. This rock is pretty neat because it has these little like chip marks on it. I don't know if that was done by a human or if nature did that, but it's pretty cool looking. Let me show you. Yeah, you see these little like parallel lines right here? I wonder how that was done. Am I finding geofacts or artifacts? Again, we see a gouge mark with another gouge mark on the inside. It looks like maybe somebody did that. Even if it is a geofact, it's such a cool, interesting shape that it's still worthwhile. You see it? You see that gouge mark right there? I will post a close-up picture of that. And then there's another one right here. But this one's got something in it, you know? Like maybe at one time that was some adhesive that somebody put in there. That was a good hunt. It was worth it. We got two important finds to talk about today. Amazing, actually. Let's look. Okay, so it turns out that these things right here are actually made by human hands, and this is not an arrowhead. So people in the know tell me that this is not an arrowhead. They say it's a knife and a scraper. Like, this was flint-napped to be sharp, and you would use it to cut and scrape. And so, this is reminiscent of the woodland period. So the woodland period was 1,000 to 2,000 years ago. So we're looking at something that was worked by human hands a very long time ago. So this right here was a knife and a scraper. It would have had a wooden handle on it, and that handle would have looked like this right here. This right here, I'm pretty sure, is an arrowhead, and that's been flintknapped as well. So this right here was a projectile, and this is just a chip from left over from whoever was doing this. You know, this was like the waste product. So the fact that I found these together probably means that somebody was working on all this stuff. They dropped this and lost it, or else they just didn't turn out right, so they just threw it. So when you think about like an Indian artifact, like a knife, something like that, you probably think about like a manly hunter running around in the snow with no shirt on and a wolf head for a hat, like that type of deal. But you have to think about it in other ways. Maybe it was like this. So maybe this knife and scraper was used by like a mother that was carefully scraping meat off of the bones, carefully cutting it up, chopping it up, making toddler food, something like that. That had to have happened. So anytime that you find something that was worked by human hands 1,000 or so years ago, that's an amazing find. Just priceless. The next thing that I need to talk about is this fossil right here. I thought it was a fossilized piece of tree bark, and I was close, but I was off by 300 million years. So when I first found this, I thought it was a fossilized piece of tree bark, like this right here, like pine tree bark, but I was wrong. If you look at these little marks right here, those little pock marks, those tell the species and the era that it came from. It's pretty old. So this came from a plant that looked like a fern. It was like a giant fern tree, and it was called a lepidodendron. And this plant became extinct about 300 million years ago. So you can imagine what the world looked like then. Massive swamps of huge fern-like trees, 30, 40 feet up. It was wet, it was hot. It kind of looked like this right here. There would have been dragonflies with 2-foot wingspans, centipedes 6 feet long, water lizards like crocodiles 20 feet long. And the world was like this for millions of years. And so this occurred, this lived during the Carboniferous period. And so what it was a shifting in the Earth's atmospheric carbon. That's what caused these things to go extinct. For instance, look at this. So this wood right here is made up of cellulose, which is primarily composed of carbon. Now, when the wood burns, carbon comes out of the cellulose and it goes into the air and it becomes carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide in the air gets absorbed by plants. Plants take that carbon dioxide and they turn it back into cellulose and other carbon compounds. And so carbon goes back and forth from air to plant, air to plant. During the Carboniferous period, all these trees were growing, dying, and sinking into the swamp. And that happened over and over and over again. And over the years, over the millions of years, deep layers of partially decayed plants collected in the swamp. All of that plant material built up over the years, millions and millions of years of those trees, those fern-like trees, collapsing and building up in the swamp, actually took a lot of the carbon out of the air and kind of collected it and stored it in the ground. So the air, the atmosphere of the Earth became thinner, the greenhouse effect was weakened, and the climate changed. It went from very hot and wet to cold. Eventually, after millions of years of those trees living and dying in the swamp, the organic material became so thick that it was compressed, covered with sediment, and after millions of years, it became what we now know as coal.